Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Creeps, a Samuel Johnson tale by John Connolly. Read by Tim Gerard Reynolds.
Chapter 1, in which a birthday party takes place, and we learn that one ought to be careful with candles and dangling prepositions. In a small terraced house in the English town of Biddlecombe, a birthday party was underway. Biddlecombe was a place in which, for most of its history, very little interest had ever happened. Unfortunately, as is often the case in a place in which things have been quiet for a little too long, when something interesting did happen, it was very interesting indeed. More interesting, in fact, than anybody might have wished. The gates of hell had opened in a basement in Biddlecombe, and the town had temporarily been invaded by demons. Perhaps, unsurprisingly, Biddlecombe had never really been the same since. The rugby team no longer played on its old pitch, not since a number of its players had been eaten by burrowing sharks. The voice of the captain of the Biddlecombe Golf Club could still occasionally be heard crying out from somewhere at the bottom of the 15th hole, and it was rumoured that a monster had taken up residence in the duck pond, although it was said to be very shy, and the ducks appeared to be rather fond of it. But the creature in the pond was not the only entity from hell that had now taken up permanent residence in Biddlecombe, which brings us back to the birthday party. It was not, it must be said, a typical birthday party. The birthday boy in question was named Wormwood. He looked like a large ferret that had suffered a severe attack of mange, and was wearing a pair of very fetching blue overalls upon which his name had been embroidered. Note number 1. For those of you unfamiliar with mange, it is an ailment that causes a loss of fur. Think of the worst haircut you've ever received, and it's a bit like that, but all over your body. These overalls replaced a previous pair upon which his name had also been embroidered, although he had managed to spell his own name wrong the first time round. This time, all of the letters were present and correct, and in the right order, because Samuel Johnson's mother had done the stitching herself, and if there was one thing Mrs. Johnson was a stickler for, it was good spelling. Note number 2.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?